The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 2-0 overall and host Western Kentucky at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thanks. Again, big challenge this week. Western Kentucky, very, very talented, very skilled. A lot of improvement defensively, very aggressive, and an outstanding offensive attack. Dynamic kick return game. So fortunate to be at 2-0. Got a lot of improvement to do in all phases. And a really good challenge here at 4 o'clock with Western Kentucky on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit there in your open, but as you get ready to face Western Kentucky, what are some of the things that you expect from them and some of your what you've seen on film so far?
Defensively, very, very aggressive in their approach. A lot of challenge coverage, multiple looks, but really flying around at a high level. So many players back from a year ago, had a great team a year ago. So many guys back defense. They talk a lot about their offense, but you see a lot of defensive improvement. Offensively, a six-year quarterback, multiple weapons, tight ends really came on strong. Had an injury to a quality running back, but they've got little replacements that are good. Kick returners averaging 44 yards. I mean, I think they've got the fifth longest winning streak in the nation. They're a very talented team and picked to win their conference, and it'll be a tremendous challenge. And we're excited to prepare and see how we can advance and play better this week.
And our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, you touched on the challenge of this Western Kentucky offense. Could you evaluate what you think of the Indiana defense for 2 weeks?
Well, first week, again, not very good and caught off guard with a lot of quarterback running game. We didn't anticipate and didn't handle it well in the game. We're fortunate to play a good third quarter and get back in and get a W. Last week, better. Gave up some big plays, and that's very concerning and always a challenge in college ball, and then especially with the skill set of Coach Brohm's team and the way they're going to have balance and move the pocket and take their shots and tempo and all the really nice things they do that so many people are doing it. They do it very, very good. So we'll have another challenge this week. Now, we played a little bit better. We did give up some big plays, but our kids battled and were a lot more aggressive, and I think it was a building block to move forward. I don't think it's by any means where we want. A lot of things to clean up, but our attitude and approach to defense was a little bit more comfortable to me in the way our kids played, and we want to build on that. And this offense will be difficult. They're going to do a lot of things to get you on your heels, and that's what I don't like about our defense. When we get on our heels and don't play aggressive football, we're not a good D. So it's going to be a tough challenge and a tough game plan week for our players and for our coaching staff.
How much do you think that week one performance was you could attribute to the number of guys that you were missing there?
A little bit, just because of depth, not because of – and I'm sure a guy or two might have made a play or two, but we were really not prepared for as much quarter game run game, quarterback run game. Like I say, we had 65 new looks, and just it just got us on our heels. And moving forward, we've just talked one – it's one thing to – anticipate or adjust quicker, but whatever the adjustments are, I just don't want to see us so flat-footed, so lateral in our approach, and we've cleaned that up internally, I think, with how to solve that with the players and coaches, and those guys out, again, you miss some depth, but we really got worked the first week schematically and just didn't do a good job.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Zach Greenwell with Bowling Green Daily News.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You know, you mentioned Western losing Leon Allen, and you know that he had been a major complement to their passing game. Just based on film you've seen of the running backs that replaced them, and obviously knowing one really well in Davis, what do you see from those guys in terms of being able to pick up the slack and keep some balance there?
Well, one, and that was we sent our thoughts and prayers that kid, because that was kind of a bad deal, and especially for Gibbs, a good player. You know, he's worked hard, and it's an unfortunate part of our game when that happens. But I think a part of anything, Furby's a big kid. We know Anthony was very, very strong, quality player here, left IU with his Indiana degree. He's a college graduate, so he's already set with his IU degree, and now he's working on post-work there at WKU. He's a quality player, was for us, would have been in our mix and would be in our rotation here. So we know Anthony's good, and if they think the young man Furby's better than him, well, that speaks a lot for his talent. I think the system and the way they throw the ball and the quarterback's ability to distribute the ball really helps their run game. Their offensive line, I think, is very much overlooked because you have a passing attack, so you think it's just a quarterback and a throw game. They run the ball very well. A lot of coach, you can see a lot of Coach Petrino's thoughts, having known his offense and studied it for years, and the way that Coach Braum and Coach Helton like to attack in the run game. So there's a lot of balance. I think their tight ends and line complement those backs. And because of their package, to me, their running game is going to be a major concern and problem. So it ain't like, hey, their running back's out, don't worry about the running game. No, we've got to play better run defense. Because if not, it will be a very, very difficult day for our football team.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Chad Bishop with WBKO Television.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen on Brandon Dowdy that makes him such a tough quarterback?
One, having been around Coach Petrino and Coach Braum for all these years, very well schooled. You know, Jeff is tremendous quarterback in his own right, knows the position and the dynamics and the makeup. He seems to be very, very calm, very mature, can see a lot of things. He has complete command of the offense, ability to get them in all the right plays. And so, again, just, you know, ball gets out of his hand very, very quickly, throwing it to a lot of good skill guys. So, he's an upper-level quarterback, going to have a great season by all accounts, and will be in an NFL camp next year. He's a quality player. Should have graduated and came on out.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Mike Miller with the Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Kevin. Just with talking with Coach Johns and Nate yesterday, it seems like folks are really just genuinely happy for Mitchell Page, genuinely excited to kind of see him score that touchdown on Saturday. Just from your point of view, what do you like about this guy?
Oh, he's a tremendous athlete now. I mean, you know, he's a scratch golfer. I think he had 48 points in a little off-season basketball activity we had going on. He can light it up. He's got good skill, good hand eye. That's why he's back there as punt returner. He's a holder for us. I mean, he's a very well-rounded, all-around athlete. Very, very smart, very competitive. Can make some plays. We'll need him to continue to improve and play better, though, and we'll need Dame Graham and other guys to step up, keep bringing along some other players, Luke Timmy at the spot as well. But he's a veteran. He's been here 4 years, a young man that we've had on scholarship now for a little bit, and he's doing well.
Do you think just actually being able to score on Saturday, did that kind of give him maybe some further validation or maybe just, I guess, take some weight off his shoulders, just being able to actually score and get in there and produce?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope he'd have more standards than to just score a touchdown. He scored a lot, you know, through our springs, our scrimmages. And, I mean, it's not like he's a rookie. He's been here. This is his fourth season. So, I mean, he's had a lot of success. I think to have it on Saturday probably validates or gives, like you're saying, a little bit more of that self-confidence. But we're going to need him to make more plays like that, and we'll need a lot Saturday because this defense has significantly improved in Western Kentucky. Their offense is going to be extremely dangerous. So we hope he and a lot of our guys can find the end zone a lot each and every week because scoring, I think our defense is getting better, but the college football is about scoring points, and we're going to mention a lot of guys to help us light it up.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.